Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who have been kind of following along on my journey of change, is we just sold our house. It just went on the market on the night of the 3rd, and it's already sold. So now we're looking for a new house. But definite change. And silly though it might sound, I've been seeing grasshoppers all over, and I've never seen grasshoppers here before where we live in South Carolina. And I looked up what that meant, and it meant rapid jumps. So there you go. Is now, let's see what we get for the next few days. By the way, I have to tell you that Dave and I are just exhausted. This whole change is really exhausting. So if we had our druthers, we'd just sleep for a while, and then everything would be changed, you know? But that's not necessarily how it works. So if all of you are, or many of you are tired, join the club. Talk to you later. Okay, let's see. Oh, and for those of you who'd like to read my written blog, which is always different than this one, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. So let's see what we get for the next few days. Yes, dear ones, rapid, you know, we have long talked about it, and rapid changes, and all of you are saying, oh, yeah, tell me another one, you know, because it hasn't seemed rapid to you, even though those of us of the ethers watching you are amazed at how rapidly you are changing. And that speed has been expedited because as you are stronger, those changes that are time for you to make are happening more rapidly than ever before. And so it is, yes, Brenda is often an example of what is possible or what isn't possible. And she's, you know, like you all are, forerunners. But since she has a large audience of people following her moves, so to speak, it was important for her to know what was happening or see what was happening quite rapidly. So there you go. Now, for the rest of you, perhaps you are saying, well, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening to me. I want this changed. I want this changed. Nothing's happening. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. Expect the unexpected. We have said this many times before, but even now it is more important to expect the unexpected. Your inner being will direct you to places you did not expect, whether that means to a different job or a new location, or expect the unexpected. And when that happens, it will be a glorious change, you know, instead of, how shall we say, a change where it's like, oh my, I have to do this. I'm going from one bad job to another, one bad relationship to another. No, because you need to start displaying your joy now. And change is frightening for all of you. That is part of your earth being. It is just, how terrible can it be? And it's got to get worse. And that's part of your fear factor from past lives, you see? Is so what we are saying is the change is going to be, oh, what if it's terrible? What if I've made a mistake? Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Ah, it feels perfect. Ah, you see? You see? So it is. You will be directed by your inner being that makes you feel right, that feels comfortable, that feels right. Because you can't be in joy and be stressed, you see? An example, as you already know, is Brenda and her husband have been through the remodel, the change, da 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 da, and the quick sale. Because as everything shifted the last couple weeks, things are moving faster. And it was in a wait pattern until now it is full steam ahead. That's difficult for many of you to envision because it seems as if you've been in a hold pattern forever. And of course, you know, the drama king and queens that you are, it feels like that, but it hasn't been. For think of all the years you have been clearing your issues, changing from 3D to 4D to 5D and beyond, It has seemed like a long time to many of you, but in your entire lifespan, it's been a very short period, you see? Because even though some of you remembered more than others, once you became part of Earth and the transition started perhaps decades ago or when you were young, it hasn't really moved forward. You perhaps felt different, but it didn't really move forward until the last few years where you were climbing your mountains of fears and clearing that and rolling down your hills and doing all of that. And now the phase is a rapid movement into your place because you have done all the work to get there. And that is what all of you need to remember. You've done all the work. So even though it might seem like things are going, you know, snap of your fingers, they're going so rapidly, you've put in all the work. You know, it is, let us explain it this way. It is as if you have taken a very difficult course, which you have in school, and you did all the homework, and you didn't necessarily like the homework, but you did it all. You read all the chapters. The chapters sometimes seem scary, sometimes seem boring. You did all the work, and now you're getting an A, and you're thinking, well, did I really deserve it? Do I really deserve it? Is it really moving this fast? Am I done with this class? Do you see what we are saying? Is many of you, as it is culminating in the good pieces for you, in the fun pieces, the joyful pieces, you're saying, wait a second, have I made a mistake? Should have I taken this course? You see what we are saying? You are done. You did the course. You are done. And now it is time to move into your place. And you will know your place when you see it and feel it. And so it is that you have done everything you needed to do. There's nothing more you need to do other than follow your inner directive that tells you no, no, yes. Yes, yes, no. Feel it in your gut and in your heart, not in your mind. Something might seem logical, but it's not right. For example, yesterday Brenda was looking at a house, and it was gorgeous. It was beautiful. Not everything was perfect, but it was beautiful, and it was in a location that she and her husband thought they wanted, and they were ready to sign the paperwork. And they found out the home was in a floodplain. You see, even though she was thinking of going against because logically it was the right house, but it didn't feel heart-wise that it was the right house, it was stopped. And so it is for you. Is you're at a point where if you just think logically, you might make a few missteps, but your heart will tell you that you have, you see? Trust yourself. Trust yourself. You're at a point where you can't do wrong as long as you trust yourself. Not the words of other people, not the actions of other people, but trusting yourself. And so it is that you are at a stage where you can finally accept joy and love and fun. By doing so, you will display it. And for those of you who say, well, there are too many roadblocks. I don't know. Is this right? There's roadblocks here. There's roadblocks there. I don't know. And then the roadblocks just seem to disappear because you have a way of covering them. You see? Now, we are telling Brenda at this very moment and all of you, that does not mean that where you are going to or moving to or changing is cast in stone forever and ever. But at this point in time, this is where you need to be, whether it be a job, a relationship, a community, to feed your heart. And that is what we are speaking of, feeding your heart. And so it is. Allow yourself to direct yourself so that you can truly feed your heart, so you can express the joy that will encourage others to follow. So be it. Amen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Good day.